Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, everyone, to Live in the Midst, Get 'em Radios, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you on the line today. Glory to God. Amen. Just hold on and pray. Be right back. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We adore you. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst today, and we welcome you here. Hallelujah. We welcome you in the midst, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for each and every person who has just taken out the time to be here today and even in the future, and also those who have been available to pray in the Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Lord God, we say we continue to dedicate this broadcast to you and say, Lord, have your way. Move by your Spirit. Do as only you can do, Lord God. And we thank you for the wonderful, holy surprises. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready to pray. I see someone, a new number that I don't know the number, but hello and welcome to you. I'll explain what we do here, and we're going to continue on doing what we do. Praise God. So what we do is we have four people who have volunteered to pray in the Spirit, and basically we'll be praying for the next until the next hour, until 3 o'clock Central Time, we'll be praying in the Spirit. At that time, the four people who pray in the Spirit will give their interpretation first, and then others who are on the line, if you have an interpretation, then you may give an interpretation. Amen. So if you're here, you're here to be in the Spirit with the Lord. So hang with us, and God will touch you today. Amen. Hallelujah. So those who are praying in tongues today, I'm going to start today unless I see Sister Joanne just joined. If you want to pray for the first 5 minutes, press your number one key. Otherwise, I'll go ahead and pray today. So I'll say it again. Sister Joanne, if you're available to pray for the first 5 minutes, press your number one key. Okay, got you, got you. Thank you. So Sister Joanne is going to start us off today. And then at 15 after the hour, we're going to hear from Minister Rachel and family. And then at 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to hear Dr. Patrice. And then I'll say 2:45 Central, then we're going to hear from Minister Carey. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know I'm going to have all your lines open, so you just jump in at the time, at your allotted time. Amen. We're going to start with Sister Joanne. You may begin, Sister Joanne. Sister Joanne, make sure your mute is off.
Okay, you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Good, good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, the little Victory. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 In the Mashanda Robosi Haya, Haya Robosi Kaina Mashandea, in the Masi Tononoka Rasha, the Mosi Oya, Eya Rabase, Ina Mosi Ramasaya. Hallelujah. Heva Robosi Tanamashande de Tiarabase, in the Mosi Ramashanda Rahaya, Oya Rabose, Oya Rabosaya, Ekana Mashande.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Era rara vasikaya. Hi, era moshandea. He kaya ramase urro ho hisimia haya. Nation of mine. I rahai masi. I kaya ramase. Hanamoshandea. He tanamoshanda rahaya. O namasiaya. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Kaya robo sikina mashanda. Hallelujah. He rara masiaya. Enamashanda robo se. Amakaya rezitino mose. Enamashanda. Hallelujah. Era nana masiaya. Hashana maya. Nation of maya. Ikana masse. Hallelujah. Hanonakia yada namashanda. He arumo sihaya. Hanamoshanda. He kaya rara haya. Eno moshanda di siya no tona kea. Emi si no moshanda. He no hoira mahira zose. He na moshanda de de bo siya kaya mase. Ina no moshanda maha e meke re si si siya na nandana na shanda kaya de ro ma siya da no senyeria. Ene no moshanda ke re si kina na masaya. Ala kare ro shana maha hoya re he si nenti kaya. And in a mashandea, in a rovosikaya, and a mashande rovosikiti and a nakaya, and in a sita dod nahan mashane, in a rabero de la city shafani, it's a rabba, shande de roko de la rabba say, it in a tunnel, you search for me with all your heart, and a rabba shande de rabba shande, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. For Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Yes, Lord. Victory, strength and victory and peace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. And I'm in your mercy. Said lamentations. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. The Lord shall supply all of our need, all according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, you are holy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Itana Masaya, nation of Maya. Nikaya Yanoase. Ishan little Lobohoya. Ikera namashandea. Anasia tonomosia. Nikaya namashandea. Hallelujah. You are the Lord Most High forevermore. God, you are holy. Nika namashame. I am a Messiah. There is none like you, O God. Who is like unto thee, O God? You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah, O God. He could not namashanda, Erohoya. Nishan and Enemesia. Nashanamaya. I am not Kaye Erosia Mase. Nishananadohoya. Enemesia Namasaya. Hi, Erodobosia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tired of all sea, Messiah. In an enomoshame, Ikaira Messiah, Ayerohoya Messiah. Thank you, Father God. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. You are a good God. Great is thy faithfulness. He cry on a morning by morning. New mercies you see. With favor, with our compassion, about with the shield. Thank you, Lord, for favor. Hey, the Lord will bless the righteous. He will bless the righteous with favor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Messiah. You alone are holy. You alone are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for being our healer. Yeah, love our Shonda. Hey, enemy is the Amaya. Hey, what am I say? Yes, Lord. We're blessing the city. We're blessing the field. We're blessing you coming when we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the blessings. And bless your holy name, name that is above all names, worthy of all our praise. My victorious, loving God. Hallelujah. Our forgiver, our protector.
Look at it on Sotokan, Lady Sakai. How can I know Soto Okan, Lady Sakai? He can know Soto. Can I know Soto Kani Shato? Can I know Soto Okane Siti? Kanadi Soto, he can in Shata. Can I know Soto Okane Sata? He can in Shato. He can know Soto. Hokono no Soto Okane Sata. He can in Shoto Okon, he can not Sata. Can I know Soto Okanana?
Ye canano soto. Hallelujah. Ye canani shoto o corno no soto. Canini shota, ye canani shota econo. by my mercy and my grace. By my mercy, soto okono no soto kishana. Bikananono soto okono soto inkana. Bikanano soto okananasa. I will teach you the ways. And I would really show to all kanisa, bikanisa to konana so. Bikanasha ta ikanisha ta all kanidio no. Ikona nasa ta. Kanano show to okona satan. Bikanisha ta ikanasa ta. Bikano so to okona satanam. Hallelujah. Bikanano so to okono no no so to. Sit at my feet, and I will teach you my way. Wisdom cries, Nations upon our shame.
Oh, hallelujah. How can I know Shoto Okonisa? Can I know Soto? Can a man teach you without you coming to me? Shoto Okono Shoto. Can I know Shoto? Nations upon nations. Maneri Shoto Okono Nishata. Can I know Shota? Ikensha no 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 Soto. Ya can I know Shoto Okono Nishata. It is me. Kekanini shoto. Ikanini shoto okonani shota kanini shota. Kananini shoto okananono. Ikanini shota. Ikanono shoto okonani shota. Kanana shota. Kanana shoto. Yakanano shoto okono shota ikisana. Ikana shoto. Sanono shota isana. O nasata. Yes, I know no shoto. Okanano, hallelujah. Canano no shoto. Canana sota. Ekano no soto. Okanachoto. Okanadi shota. Canani shoto. Okanadi shoto. Sakanana sota. Yakana sata. Yea, no cono so, yea, no cono so, o cono so. Ye cana sota, o cono no sota. Cana no shota, o cono no sota. O cono no sota, ye cana shata. Wisdom, no corri shoto. Ye cana no sota, o cono no sota. Cana na sota. Cana na sota. Kanana sata, ikana shoto okono sata, yokanani sata, isana no soto kono no shota, ikanana sata, ikana soto okono no soto, ikana no soto okono no soto, ikanani shota okana.
Oh, holy God. Oh, Kanarishoto. Oh, Kanasata Ikanoshoto. Kanarishoto. Oh, Yanasata. Ikanoshoto. Oh, Kananishi. Ikanarishoto. Ikanarishata. Ikanarishata. Oh, Kananishata. Ikanarishoto. Oh, Kananasa. Yes. Sakana, yes, sakana no shata ikanisata, kanarido shoto o kananeno, o kananisata anasata, ikanisata ikanisata lidano, hallelujah, hallelujah, kanano shoto o kondisata, kanano shoto, no kanano shoto, ikanashoto o kananisata. Canadu shoto o canadi sata, e canado shoto, ye canasata. Hokona sata, e canadi sata, canadu soto o canadi sata, e canano soto o cone sata, e canal shoto, o hakana sata, hakanadi sata, hakanadi shoto o cone sata, canana soto, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Kanano shoto. Hikanishata anasata. Kanano shoto ko shananisata. Ikano shoto anasato. Yakariri shoto o kanadirono. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Konasa. Ikano shoto o kono shoto. Kano shata ikano. Ikano shoto okana shata. Ikanasata. Ikanasata ikano shoti. Yakanano soto okanari nasata. Yakanano shoto isananano. Ikanano soto okori sata ikanishana. Kanasata. Kananasato. Yakanano shoto. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you can know Shoto, nations upon nations upon Nikano Soto. Kanda no Shoto Okono Shoti. Kanda no Soto Okano Shoti. Kanda Risato Okendishata. Ikana Soto Okonishati. Hallelujah. Yakanano shoto okananasati. Ikanisata kanasata. Kanasato okono shoto lenisata. Ikanosoto okanadishata. Kanadishoto okoninisata kanisata. Kinshananano soto. Ikanano soto okonishata. Kanadishoto okanadishata. Hakanana ikanasata. Ikanishata okananasata. Kenosoto nasata. Ikanano soto okanishata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kanadishoto okonishata okananano soto. Kananano soto kananasata lanano soto. With wisdom, oh wisdom, oh wisdom, Kananisha to wisdom, oh wisdom, oh Kananisha to, oh Kolono soto, oh Kanisha ta, Ikanisha ta, Kananidu soto, Lirirana sata, Kinanoro soto, Kingdom as a kingdom, and it is Shoto Okono Sata, Gidina Law. Ikanana Shoto Okonadi Sata, Kanadi Shata, Okonana Sata, Wukanana Sata, Isanadido, Hallelujah. Count this as not small matters.
are praying in tongues. Hallelujah. The scriptures that we stand on are, and there's more, these are the ones we stand on, is Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Every time I read that, something else jumps out. But, you know, the Spirit is making intercession through us. Hallelujah. According to the will of God. So as I read that, I could just see, you know, sometimes when we're going to pray, we may pray out of our own will. But when we pray in the Spirit, when we pray in tongues, hallelujah, it's God's will rises to the top. Hallelujah. Like, oh, I have visions in my head. But it's like, you know, how butter will rise to the top. Hallelujah. So we, thank you, Jesus. God wants us to have the cream of the crop as we pray in tongues. Glory, hallelujah. And then in our time of interpretation, which we're about to go into now, we have Habakkuk 2, verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me up on the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. Amen. So he's going to talk to us. 1 Corinthians 13:9 says, we know in part and we prophesy in part. So as we get to this part, you have a part. Amen. Everyone has a part. If you've never been here before, you still have a part. God has this humongous puzzle that he's putting together. It's a huge puzzle. And if you ever put together a puzzle before, you know that every piece matters. Every piece is important. Hallelujah. And so even if it's a little piece, you ever seen a puzzle? It's all together and it's one little piece that's missing. We don't want any piece to be missing. So whatever the Lord has said to you, whether you don't understand it or whether you understand it, whether it's one word, two words, we've been praying for the last almost an hour. If you got two words, those are important words. If a song came to your mind, a scripture came to your mind, amen. These are very important. So, you know, you can press your number one key, and we're going to have those who prayed in tongues first to do the interpretations, and then we'll go to other people on the line. So please, you know, be a part. Do your part, because we all prophesy in part. Amen. So we're starting with those who prayed in tongues. We're going to open a line for Sister Joanne. And then we had Minister Rachel and family. Okay. That back on. Minister Rachel and family. Then we have Dr. Patrice and then Minister Carrie. Make sure your lines are muted when you're not talking. Thank you so much. Sister Joanne, thank you for jumping in and praying in tongues with us and being available. Amen. Do you have your mute off?
Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you
hear
me?
I
hear
you.
Okay,
yes,
praise the Lord.
I do hear you. I hear you well.
Ministers in the gospels and my sisters. Only thing I heard was a song. God is great. He's greatly to be praised. God
Hallelujah.
Is great in my soul. God is great. He's greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. That's what I heard today in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's so thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank
love
you.
You all. And
I
have a blessed
day.
Too.
Amen. I haven't heard that one in a while, and it was good to hear it. Thank you so much, Sister Joanne. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel and family.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to let the children say hi first. I think you would.
Say it again.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, hi. Hi, everyone. We love you all.
Hi. Love you
Amber
all, too. Who
was
that in the background?
Oh, that was Amber Malachi. And Malachi's feeding Gabriel. He's a designated feeder
That's
right
wonderful.
Now. That's why you're here, Gabriel, right now. But he's standing up in his bed eating. He's not sitting down eating.
Wow.
He's standing in his bed eating. Everybody say hi. Marcus and Rashida.
Hello. Hi.
So,
hello.
We're going to sit with her. Say hi. Okay.
So this is a greeting right
hi.
Now.
Hi. Hi, you all. Good to hear those deep voices in the background, too. We don't get to hear them often.
So you're all three of my sons.
All right. All right.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm glad. I like to say thank you, Lord. I'm glad that everybody's feeling a lot better. Hallelujah. But that season, oh, my dear. But God is a good God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. I was hearing, the battle is not mine. It's the Lord. It was a song. You know, you need not fighting this battle, for the battle is not mine, it's the Lord. The battle is not mine. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord. Hallelujah. I just be singing that like
hallelujah.
That. Thank you, Lord. Because he's letting me know. He also told me to read, it's called, it's a devotional in saying the Companion of Faith. Hallelujah. We know that salvation is by God's grace through faith, not by works. Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. Hallelujah. So some Christians might assume that our deeds are of no importance, but that's not true. While good works cannot save us, they're a steady companion of faith after salvation. I thank God for that part, because when the Spirit of the Lord comes in us, His Holy Spirit, we have the power to do right now. We have the power to allow His love to flow through us and forgiveness in times when stuff happens. And we can choose to yield to Him, that His fruit may show in that situation, or go the world's way. He said, walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh, but thank you, Lord. I'll just say it, that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. When we yield to Him, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh, because we're totally allowing His Holy Spirit to have free course through us. We're not denying the spirit, the power thereof. We are yielding to the powers that be, that are ordained of God, by allowing His Holy Spirit to flow through us. So let me finish reading. In fact, as James tells us, faith without the evidence of good works, well, that's a different translation in this devotional. Good works is dead. That's because genuine faith always expresses itself through action. And that's what Jesus did. He showed us the divine way by coming down and going through what He went through for us, to show us, okay, this is what you need. This is because you see my example. I did everything for you. So He gave us, filled us with the Spirit, and we are to yield, and He will flow through us, and you will see the fruit of it, which is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's everything what he did. He was meek. He was loving. He still is. He's still awesome. It's just everything about him. And we will walk in joy because when we keep our minds on him, he said, thou shalt keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And our minds will stay on him. And he is perfect peace throughout every situation. And I'm just grateful to him for that. Oh, let me finish reading. And when good deeds flow from our trust in the Lord, we will see him working through us to benefit others and also in us, drawing us closer to himself in this way, genuine faith is revealed through godly conduct. Hallelujah. Both in deeds that others observe and in things we do that go unnoticed. We were created in Christ Jesus for good works that God ordained for us to accomplish. These are different translations of Ephesians 2, verse 10. He uses us to encourage and strengthen one another, provide for the needy, and share the good news of salvation with those in spiritual darkness, like sometimes our family members or friends or even just people if we go to the grocery store and things like that, because someone shared Jesus Christ with us and we received and came out of darkness into his marvelous light as we believed. Okay, if our life no different than before our profession of faith, we would have no assurance that our faith was authentic. Are good works evidence of your transformed life, both to others and to yourself and to you yourself? Thank you, Lord. And the reading through the Bible at the end says Deuteronomy 24, verse 27. But the scripture isn't right in here. I would have to go in my Bible to read it. I'll get to it. I'm going to do my digital Bibles faster. Thank you, Father God. Deuteronomy 24, verse 27. Thank you, Father God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, and no eye have seen, no ear have heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for they that love him. Hallelujah. And also, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. I didn't go to those scriptures, but that's what I was supposed to say that probably before I read the devotional, so please, Lord, forgive me.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Okay, Deuteronomy 24 and 27.
Deuteronomy 24 and 27?
Verse 27. I apologize. That was in the bottom of the devotional. That was the scripture in the bottom of the devotional that I had. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse, wait a minute. It's not supposed to say 27. No, Deuteronomy 24, but it's no verse 27. That one must have been a typo. It might have been 7. I'll check. No. Because maybe he wanted me to read 7 or 17. I'll read them both then. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel, and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then the thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil away from among you. And I'll read 17 as well. Thank you, Lord. Father, forgive me. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's remnant to pledge. But thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore, I command thee to do this thing.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, understand all things. Thank you.
Yes, 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 Amen. He does. So, yes. You know, some people mm-hmm. may hear what you're saying and say, oh, a devotional is a interpretation? Well, it just might be, you know? So we're just going to take that, and maybe we don't understand it all right now, but mm-hmm. it is recorded. And we'll just hold on to it, and even those two scriptures, and or it was more than two, but
yeah,
even
it's
the
something else you want me to read too. In my devotional, it was servant. The first one was the companion of faith, and serving. The second one is serving diligently, and they can go on the scriptures Romans 12 verse 9-13 on their own, but I'll read the part that God is leading me, because he had me to look over and bless your holy name, Lord. Okay. God sends opportunities every day to positively impact lives around you. Your service may supply an encouraging word, a listening ear, or a kind act. But in other situations, helping someone may involve the sacrifice of long periods of time away from your regular routine, or giving generously of your resources, whether serving in large or small ways. When love flows, I burped, I apologize. Good. Okay. When God's love flows through you'll be able to unselfishly adjust your schedule or budget and not count the cost. No matter what you do, your service should always be done in Jesus' name. This means it is motivated by love, done in harmony with God's revealed will and in submission to his authority. And as today's passage urges, we are to be fervent in spirit as we serve the Lord and not lagging behind in diligence. To live out your faith in this way requires dependency upon the Holy Spirit's power. Only by yielding to his control can your work produce real spiritual fruit. As ambassadors of Christ, we must serve with humility so that God receives the glory he deserves. Whatever success we experience belongs to the Lord, whose spirit is working through us. Pray for him to make you alert to the service opportunities he placed before you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Keith.
Thank Amen.
You, and I got clarity Amen. On the Deuteronomy thing. I think it was chapter 24, verse 1, and chapter 27, verse 1, God forgive me. And also Deuteronomy 28, you know, probably 1, and Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. Lord forgive me. So when everyone's reading, take a read that in a devotional reading.
Minister Rachel? Yeah.
Thank you.
People just read that on their own, okay?
Yes. I'm not going to read it.
Right.
I just had to say it.
Okay.
The clarity.
Thank you.
God gave me clarity that it was the first verse of each of those chapters. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Love you all. God bless. And God bless the S-Mom and all of y'all.
Amen. Love you too. Praise God.
I'm going to mute myself.
Thank you. Amen. Okay. All right. So it's Minister Rachel with the interpretation and her interpretation came from two devotionals. Okay, that's a different way of giving an interpretation, but we try to listen to, you know, what the Lord is saying for us to do and just flow by his Spirit. Amen. So let's go on to Dr. Patrice. Hallelujah. Your line is open, Dr. Patrice. Welcome.
Praise the Lord, and to everyone in their respective places. What was given to me as everyone is almost a connection. When you said puzzle, it was so inspiring and enlightening to me because that's what it is, puzzle pieces coming together and produce a message for our hope. So first the Lord was saying, when Sister Joanne is saying, the Lord will show you, keep your focus, is what I heard. And then when Minister Rachel and her family, and the Lord, what was revealed to me is that he is the Messiah, and nations will know him, and nations will find him, and he will break up those grounds that have caused obstacles. But as they seek, they will find, and he will speak. And that's what I heard, victory, strength, peace. Lord is merciful. And
hallelujah.
And a couple of scriptures came, and I want to get to these scriptures. Let me see. I'm sorry for this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. James 3 and 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. Another scripture came to mind, Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Okay. And then it brought to mind Proverbs 37:3. The mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and the tongue Carrie was speaking from, it says, nations shall stand before me, and I will save them. Wisdom shall call out to them, and they will hear. But it's I that will show and teach. And that's what I heard.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if I'm correct, this is your first time
second time
speaking in tongues, right?
This
yes.
is my second time.
All right. Now,
three years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Amen. Well, amen. Blessed interpretations. Thank you so much. Amen. And it's always good to get confirmation as well. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Hey.
Minister Carey is. Oh, were you finished? I'm sorry.
I am
finished.
Were
you finished,
Doctor? Please.
Okay. Carey.
Good afternoon, everyone. When men,
welcome. Good afternoon.
When Sister Minister Joanne was speaking, it was a song, you know, Come By Here, that song. I can't sing it. I didn't. I couldn't look it up. But that
yeah,
song
I know what you mean.
Okay. That came to mind. I heard those words, Come By Here, and then I thought about the song came to mind. Then Minister Rachel, I heard the word mercy, nations are mine, and I thought I heard my son and higher. When Dr. Patrice was speaking, I heard release. I thought I heard the word release a couple of times. You can know kingdom. And I think I heard that.
Okay.
But I couldn't look up the scriptures because I didn't have access to my you know, Concordias, I guess. And then that was it. Okay. That's what I heard today.
Okay. Amen. I think I have an exact interpretation, the exact words that you got.
Okay.
So I think something like you can know, something like that was exactly mm-hmm. what I heard. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I heard mercy and I heard nations. So mm-hmm. confirmation. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Thank you.
Okay.
Amen. All right. We have some number one keys pressed here. Hallelujah. So we're going to open up those lines. See what we have here. Well, let's start with the area code 203. And we haven't seen you before. So we'll open up your line. You stayed with us for over an hour, about an hour and a half. Praise God. So tell us who you are. Welcome, area code 203. Is your phone on mute? You're on the air. All right. Well, thanks for being with us today. Thanks for hanging out with us. God bless you. Okay, Pastor Catherine, opening up your line. Pastor Price, you are next. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, I just want to say good afternoon to everybody. You know, I missed half of it. I didn't hear the first two.
Or two, yeah, you were busy.
And then I heard the very end of the third person. Okay, that was Dr.
So tell us what
Patrice.
You got.
I have, I'm coming on time. And then I heard, I will restore your soul. So I just went to the scripture. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. And then Minister Carey, I just heard shout it out loud. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Then that's it for me for today.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. And thank you for all you were doing in the background. Praise God.
You're welcome.
Okay. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
God bless you, Apostle, and all the precious saints in your respective places today. I heard through Minister Joanne the piece of the puzzles that I got. Hallelujah. I love that. Minister Joanne, I heard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, you, Lord, are with me. Yes, my children, I am with you. I am your Abba Father, your Daddy God, your Papa. You are mine. Fear thou not. I am with you. I go before you, and I am your rear reward. I go behind you. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, knowing that I, the Lord your God, the maker of heaven and earth, the seas and all that therein is, loves you. I prove my love to you. I gave my son Jesus just for you. You can trust me with all of your heart. With Minister Rachel and family, I heard, nations are mine. I do all that I say. I hold you by my victorious right hand. Decreeing victory, victory, victory. Hear what I say. I am that I am. I am the Lord your God. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I am the greater one in you than he that is in the world. I'm not a man that I should lie. Have I said it? Have I not said it? And shall I not do it? I am your Messiah, strong and mighty in battle. I am the Lord of hosts. I see, I know, I do care, and I am working behind the scene just for you and the nations. The nations are mine. I am your Messiah. I do all that I say. What Dr. Patrice, I heard, I came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. I will show myself strong on your behalf. Can I not do it? Can I not move mightily on your behalf? That ones will see and know, Isaiah 41:20, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Nations shall know. You cannot stop me, the Lord your God. Cannot I do what I will with my own? Yes, I can do it. I can and will move through your lives, your home, your family, your nation. I am your stability, your cornerstone, strong and everlasting. Through me, the Lord your God, you shall do valiantly. Through your cornerstone, can I not do it? Shall I not do it personally and in nations upon nations? Kings shall bow. I am the Lord your God. I come. Then Isaiah 33:6, and wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of thy times, and strength and salvation, the fear of the Lord is his treasure. But Minister Carey, I heard you are mine, and I am yours. You are my family. You can lean, rely, and trust in me, the Lord your God. You are never alone. I am with you. I'm a very present help in time of trouble. I am the Lord your God, and working, moving, and affecting every area of your life. You are not your own, nor are you on your own. Remember, I am not only with you, but I am in you. Remember Colossians 1:27, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Remember, I walk with you, I walk in you, and I'm a very present help in time of trouble. Then he had me to look at Psalms 46:1-5. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Verse 5, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. And that's what I heard. Going back on mute, God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lots of good confirmation there. Hallelujah. And if you ever hear a confirmation, you know, let me know. You could text me about it. You can press your number one key and say, oh, yeah, that was a confirmation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do now, I don't see any more number one keys pressed, but if you have an interpretation, even if you missed everything and you didn't hear anybody speaking in tongues, but the Lord is saying something to you, then we want to hear it. It could very well be an interpretation that, you know, that you don't even know about because maybe you just came on the line. So, you know, let the Lord use you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go on now to previous interpretations. And, you know, the Lord has us going back to previous interpretations, because he says they're still good, you know, and we'll hear something. Now, he's been very good about repeating things. You know, sometimes he repeats things over and over, and we get the same, you know, like nations are mine. That's a short one. Or, you know, there's some other ones that we've heard over and over again, because he's making sure that we get it. So this is an interpretation from October 25th, 2022. I am faithful and faithful to you. I'm faithful to my word and faithful to you. add to my word, thank you, Lord. You'll see the world. The world will see. I'm faithful. I'm faithful to my word, faithful to my children, and do all that I say, moving swiftly, treating my moving swiftly for my children, and moving swiftly. Amen. Do not be surprised. Don't tell me, Lord, you're moving quickly. Just stand up and stand up and, okay, I'm trying to get all that I'm reading here. Yeah, I'm moving quickly, so just stand. And when you've done all you can do to stand, continue to stand. And you say to me, how long? And I say to you, not long. You shall stand. You shall continue to stand. When I am for you, I am with you. I love you with an everlasting love. You are loved. So receive the love. Lean on me. Lean on this great love that I have for you. Okay. I'm going through some things. Okay, I'll get to love is given to man and woman. My great love and gift to men, women, boys, and girls who join from the exceeding glad, be exceeding glad and rejoice. Hallelujah. It says something about Russia. And then trying to pass, he passed, no, I'm reading through stuff. Okay, trying to pass, but the Lord says no more, no more, no more homosexual agenda, and no more same-sex marriage agenda. And I heard, the person was saying, I heard no more, no more, no more. A million times infinity, no more. I decree in this land, that's what I heard. God bless. Oh, okay. That was the end of it. No more, no more, no more. I decree in this land. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, 2 years ago, we heard about Roe v. Wade, which was very strong. At that time, it was about 50 or 48 years strong when we heard that, you know, no more, that abortion would be gone with the wind. And that's the kind of interpretation that, you know, you take, you put it on the shelf, it's a part of the puzzle. And we were all just, it was like, wow, it did happen. Hallelujah. Another previous interpretation from August 16, 2022, and that was treasures untold, unfold and unfold. Miraculous surprises for me are manifesting. One moment, a situation, circumstance, a person, even your bank account saying that it's been for a long time. Suddenly, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, everything changes for my glory, honor, and praise. I open doors and I close doors that only I can open and close suddenly. It may startle you, but know beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is me. Amen. Okay, so that was previous interpretations there. I'm going to go on to current interpretation that I received today. When Minister Joanne was speaking, I think that was you, Minister Carrie, that heard come by here. I heard that too. I didn't write it down, but I heard it. I heard it quickly. And then this is what I heard. I go through this country uprooting those things that are not of me. And then I got the scripture, 1 Kings 14:15. For the Lord shall smite Israel as a reed is shaken in the water, and he shall root up Israel out of this good land, which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking the Lord to anger. And then I heard, I did it before, I will do it again. Remember that I am the God of mercy. Pray, pray, pray. Amen. I think someone else said mercy as well. Minister Rachel and family, nations are mine. I'm quieting the voices that are not mine. Continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding or the understanding of others, but in all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. And then I think that was Amber speaking, and I heard celebrate you on your birthday. And I kept hearing birthday several times, birthday, birthday. And then a couple of scriptures, Ruth 3 and verse 9, because also I heard, I heard like spread your skirt. And so there's a couple of scriptures that had that in it. Ruth 3 and verse 9. And he said, "Who art thou?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." And then Ezekiel 16 and verse 8 says, "Now when I pass by thee, and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou became mine." Hallelujah. Also under Minister Rachel and family, Isaiah 40, verse 30 and 31, "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." With Dr. Patrice, I heard, "Because it is." Then I heard, "He can also." And I was kind of straining to hear the rest. It's like, "Because it is what? He can also what?" And I couldn't grab it. But anyway, I did get some more. And it said, "Because he knows all, you are to know also. You cannot know apart from me." Amos 3 in verses 7 and 8 says, "Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy?" Then I heard, "Connections are being made right now between nations." 1 verses 10 and 11 says, "For there are many rebellious people, idle talkers and deceivers, especially those with Jewish connections, who must be silenced because they misled whole families by teaching for dishonest gain and what ought not to be taught." And then I heard the Lord was saying, "I have the key to every connection. What I lock is locked. What I unlock is unlocked. The nations are mine. Ha, ha, ha. Watch what I do. Condoleezza Rice. Eastern Nation. Connect, disconnect. Connect, disconnect. I am the Lord of the connect and of the disconnect. Amen. And then with Minister Carey, I heard the scripture, Isaiah 55, 8 through 13. And I'm hearing to say it in two different translations. So, praise God. Amen. Isaiah 55, 8 through 13. Indeed, my plans are not like your plans, and my deeds are not like your deeds. This is the NET version. For just as the sky is higher than the earth, so my deeds are superior to your deeds, and my plans superior to your plans. The rain and the snow fall from the sky and do not return, but instead water the earth and make it produce and yield crops and provide seed for the planter and food for those who must eat. In the same way, the promise that I make does not return to me, having accomplished nothing. No, it is realized as I desire and is fulfilled as I intend. Indeed, you will go out with joy and you will be led along with peace. The mountains and hills will give a joyous shout before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Evergreens will grow in the place of thorn bushes. Firs will grow in place of nettles. They will be a monument to the Lord, a permanent reminder that will remain. Same scripture, King James Version. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn, shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord as a name for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen. And then I heard these words. I heard the word dignity. And then the Lord said, put a few of the synonyms for dignity. Dignity, nobility, distinction, majesty, and excellence. Dignity. Amen. Amen. And that's our interpretations for the day. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're on this line and you just hung out with us all this time, and you're not sure that you are saved, you're not sure that you're born again, even if it's in the future sometime, God still wants you to be saved. He loves you so much. Romans 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. I heard y'all saying it with me. I could just feel y'all saying those scriptures with me. Praise God. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Hallelujah. Because when you say it, that's the what the scripture says, confessing with your mouth. And when you say it with your heart, that shows your belief. Your belief is coming through as you speak. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. And we just want to pray over you, you know, right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we look to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, power to do right, power to live right, power to be right in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power to even pray in their prayer languages. We've been doing today that their prayer language is released right now in the name of Jesus. And that they're speaking in tongues right now in their own prayer language in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for even power to read the word of God and to understand it. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We also want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Hallelujah. Salvation is the first part of doing what God, being on this joyful journey with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So he can talk to you more. He can move through you. He can live and move and have his being on the inside of you. And it's good to learn and to grow. You can go to a Bible-believing church. And we also invite you to be a part of the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, where you can just call in and learn and grow with us. Our phone number is area code 516-418-5699. And the times that we get together, every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, our very own Pastor Mom is bringing the word. And if you've been with us before, you know she hides the word in her heart. Hallelujah. Amen. And the word speaks. Glory to God. So this Sunday, hallelujah. And then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's what we're doing right now. This is our prayer time on Tuesdays. Praying in Tongues Tuesday, every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, you can volunteer. Just text me. Let me know you're available. And it could be sometime in the future, and I'll put it on the calendar. But just, you know, join us, and you can pray in tongues for the 15 minutes or so. Hallelujah. And then God will give you interpretations as well. Amen. So every p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesday, tomorrow is the second Wednesday of the month. This month is moving right along. The second Wednesday of the month, we have our prophetic healing. This is our healing service with Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. So please, you know, mark your calendar, put your alarm on so that you know that tomorrow, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, if you're in need of a healing, you know someone else who needs to be healed. You know, God is healing on this broadcast. Glory to God. So tell your friends and your family about that tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, let me go back to Wednesday. On the fourth Wednesday of the month, which is the 22nd of March, we have our new broad, Pandemic Babies. If you don't know anything about these new babies that are here on the earth, you need to call in and find out about these babies. They are something else. And God has them here for a reason, and this is their season. Amen. So that's the 22nd of March, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, tomorrow night, we have a very, very special Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio. If you were with us last month, you know that we had Reverend Bill and Reverend Kim Osborne, and they're out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And they were here with us in February. God used them in such a great way that we realized that their assignment was not over. And so we extended them through March. Now, last week we heard Reverend Bill, we heard about a book that he's written called Becoming Unstoppable. And if you felt like you feel like you've been stopped, you need to become unstoppable. Amen. And that you can find that on Amazon. Hallelujah. And it's called Becoming Unstoppable, Reverend Bill Osborne. So tomorrow night, we have Reverend Kim. Now, she's a psalmist. She's a prophetic worship. God really sings through her in an awesome way. And in fact, today, as we close, we're going to just get just a little taste of Reverend Kim. What we're going to do on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, is we're going to have a night of worship. Hallelujah. Releasing the glory. And let me tell you, I have listened to it. It's so beautiful. And so plan to come and just if you've laid out before the Lord before and let the Lord speak to you, or if you've never done that, see, night is a time we can get together and, you know, you'll be at your house, I'll be at my house, and we can lay out before the Lord together and let the Lord speak to our hearts, because he really touched my heart as I listened to it today. Oh, my goodness. It's so beautiful. And so that's going to be this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We get to hear Reverend Kim. And when she, you know, when we finish, you know, if we can get up off the floor, they'll open up the line for prayer requests and prophecy requests. Amen. So they're going to be with us some more this month. Tell your family and your friends, if you've gotten a prophetic word, and they've been very accurate, know about it. Somebody who needs a word from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. I think that is about it. Real quick. We're going to open up all the lines. I'll say it again for those multitasking people. We're going to open up all the lines right now. If you want to say something, you can. If you do not want to say anything, make sure that your phone is on mute. Okay? Saying it again, we're opening up all the lines. If you want to say something, you can. If not, please put your phone on mute. Amen. All the lines are open. If you want to say anything, you may say it now. Everybody's quiet. Okay. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, you have a chance. I hear somebody stirring around. Okay, so everybody said what they wanted to say, and that is good. So we're going to play a little bit of Reverend Kim releasing the glory. Hallelujah. You just get a little taste right now. Much more on Thursday evening as we go into a time of worship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, that was a very little taste. I'm going to come back for a second. I can do this, you know. Praise God. I want to pray out before I play the song. So, Father God, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person who came on for whatever amount of time they came on tonight. Today, we thank you for it, Lord God. If there's anything that we need to do, and we kind of for a moment to come and be with you, we thank you, Lord God, that when we get to it, that we'll be able to do it with excellence and expeditiously in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this precious, precious time in your presence, and we do not take it lightly. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm perceiving in my spirit somebody got healed today. Text me and let me know about it. Amen. Somebody got a healing today in the name of Jesus, whether it was emotional or whether it was physical. Hallelujah. Or even mental. Somebody got a healing today. And so we praise God for you. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we welcome you. We adore you. All this is for you. We invite the seven spirits of God to come and be part of our worship tonight. Thank you, Lord. We invite the Spirit of the Lord. We invite the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We invite the worshiping angels to worship with us. We release the glory. We release the glory of the Lord. We release your glory. We love you, Jesus.